This is really exciting for us. Kurt Warner is one of our favorite players of all time. He's a great analyst. We know him as a Pro Football Hall of Famer, two-time MVP, Super Bowl champ. But all those are just details because now he's got a movie coming out on his life, American Underdog, in theaters everywhere on Christmas Day. Here is Kurt Warner. Kurt, how you doing?
I'm doing really, really well, guys. How are you?
Doing really well. I mean, you've obviously played in big games. You've been in Super Bowls before. How would you anticipate waiting for the release of this movie to waiting to play in a Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of similarities. As you get closer and closer to that date, you get a little more anxious, a little more excited, a little bit more nervous about everything. You know, the bottom line is just like when you're playing in a big game, you want to play well. You want to go out and do your thing and make sure that you put your best foot forward. And we want the movie to do the same thing. When it gets out there and people see it, we want it to connect with people. We want people to be thinking about the movie when they leave the theater. And so even though it's already done and it's not about performing in that moment, it's about performing in terms of giving the audience what they want or maybe even something that they don't expect going in so it can really grip their hearts.
Kurt, how much input did you have, the character that plays you, how things went down, actually happened? Like, you must have been there having a lot of input to make sure everything's the way to your liking, no?
Yeah, I mean, definitely had input. Everything from writing the script to, you know, being on set and doing some different things. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what you have to realize in the process is that they're not making a documentary. They're making a movie. And yeah, that was one of the hardest things, I believe, for me and my wife to grab a hold of, because you go into it with this mindset of, okay, this is what we're going to show and this is how it happened and all of those different things. And as you go through it and as the editing process goes, you know, takes place and all of that happens, you start to realize, okay, this is just a snapshot of the entire story. We can't tell everything in 2 hours. So what is the movie we want to make? What is the direction that we want to go? And so we did. There was a very collaborative process between us, the actors, the producers, the directors. And so we did have a big say in a lot of things that went on. But there were also times that that they stood up and said, you know what, that won't work for this movie. And that scene can't make this movie because it doesn't play to the overall story that we're trying to tell. And so, you know, to answer your question, it was a little bit of both. I definitely had input in the movie. But there were also things that that those involved with the movie and understand that business had to take out or shape to make it the story that we ended up with in American Underdog.
Well, Zachary Levi will play yourself, Kurt Warner. At any point did you say, okay, here's a football.
Get Brad Pitt.
Get Brad Pitt or Zachary, you got to be able to throw this post or you got to take a hit. Like, you got to prove that you can be a quarterback.
Well, I mean, you know, again, I didn't have a say in who got to play the role. But obviously, once they decided on Zachary, he came to the house very early on, and I did. I'm like, okay, now it's time to go out in the backyard and let's throw this football. Because what we know in making a football movie is you got to be able to pull off the football scenes. And again, I didn't expect him in a couple months to become a Hall of Fame quarterback and to be able to do everything like I did it. But yeah, he's got to be able to play the part to a point where it is believable. And again, not believable in terms of, oh, go out there and be Joe Montana or Kurt Warner or whatever. Just believable in the fact that, okay, you're back there and you're actually really throwing a football. And you're really a part of what everybody's seeing on the screen. And so there was a lot of work. And Zach put in a lot of work because he wasn't a guy that grew up playing football. But, you know, when you see the movie, I think – we really, really pulled off the football scenes really, really well, and it's going to only enhance what this movie is all about. So happy with where we ended up. But yes, that was definitely something that I was concerned about as we went into this process, is making sure that we do the football right. Otherwise, we won't be able to have the impact with the rest of the movie.
We're chatting with Kurt Warner, Pro Football Hall of Famer. A movie about his life is going to be released on Christmas Day. It's called American Underdog. And that title, it sounds almost like the title of a boxing movie, you know, of a fighter who had to overcome all these trials and tribulations. Is that how you would describe your journey, that it was a fight and ultimately it was triumphant in the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think to a degree. I think, you know, as life is a fight for all of us to accomplish what we want to accomplish and get to where we want to go, that for most people, life isn't easy. Life, you know, leads us to our supermarket moment where, you know, we're working and we're wondering, why are we here and how did we get here? And maybe more importantly, how do I get out of here and go where I want to go? And so, yeah, that's a big part of the journey, is the battles that you face along the way to keep you going. And in this movie, you know, that title American Underdog, I think what's cool about it is that I kind of have a family of underdogs. My wife's got an incredible underdog story. I've got a son that was injured when he was 4 months old, suffered a traumatic brain injury, that's really been an underdog all his life, with people telling him what he can't do and what he's going to be as he moves forward. And so this movie is kind of a story that's woven together with all of our underdog stories. And that's what I believe is going to be so neat about when the audience sees it, is that you may not be able to relate to the dreamer that wants to, you know, go from a supermarket to the Super Bowl. But I do believe that you'll be able to connect with one of the characters and connect with the different storylines that are in there, and how together we were able to accomplish everything we were able to accomplish. And that, to me, is going to be the real heart and message of this movie. And so I'm excited, because you might go as a football fan, but I believe you'll be touched in a different way. And to me, that's what makes a great movie.
Well, when you got to St. Louis, based on this history, the supermarket, the grind, you really trying to keep the dream alive, and you became an official starter. You won the MVP when you were 28. How many of your coaches, teammates, were aware of your backstory, and how many people, when you got there in camp, truly believed in your talents?
First of all, I don't know if very many people really knew my backstory. You know, a lot of times when people come to your organization and you're a player in that organization, you don't really hear about it until A, they tell you, which, where does that come up? Or B, kind of like my story, once I started to have success, obviously the story blew up. And that's where everybody came to really find out what my background was. But, you know, to your question, there was a great interview that we did about 4 weeks into the season. And it was myself and my cast of characters with The Greatest Show on Turf, and Marshall and Isaac and Tori and Oz and Ricky and all those receivers. And I remember the interviewer asking them, okay, did you guys all know that Kurt was, you know, was going to be this good when he got in a starting role? And I remember Marshall just kind of laughing and saying, you know what, we thought Kurt was awful, because all we heard in practice was him getting yelled at. Every day, Coach Marsh was on him about something and telling him what he wasn't doing right. And so when he actually got put in, we were all thinking, kind of like everybody else, like, oh my gosh, here we go. This guy's not any good. So didn't really know my backstory, didn't really know what I was as a football player. And I fully get it. I mean, I understand those kind of comments, because how was anybody supposed to know? You know, I was just fortunate that I did get an opportunity to prove to everyone that I could play. You know, and I was fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of great players.
So obviously you made your impact in St. Louis, and that's, you know, you went on, you played in New York, played in Arizona, obviously had a lot of success in Arizona. But the fact that the Rams are no longer in St. Louis, how strange is that? That, you know, the movie's going to be set there, and you're a legend in a town where there isn't a pro football team anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting thing. You know, I go back to St. Louis a lot. The people, the community there were so incredible and so instrumental in my journey that it is hard. And you sometimes wonder how you fit in with the team in L.A. And, you know, I know there was a bunch of L.A. fans that felt that way when the team went to St. Louis, so I get that. But, you know, sometimes you just kind of wonder, you know, because your whole career and everything you accomplished was in a completely different city, even though same logo, same name, a completely different city. And so, you know, it's been an interesting thing. I think there's certain guys, Isaac Bruce, who actually played in L.A. Before, even though, you know, a big part of his career was in St. Louis. I think there's that connection there between the city of L.A. And the Rams are doing a great job of trying to connect all of us in that way and let them know, hey, this is still your team. You're still part of our family. But it is definitely a weird feeling, because you're going to a stadium that you never played in. You know, when you talk about the team, you got to talk about them as the LA Rams, even though you still in your mind think of them as the St. Louis Rams. So it's definitely an interesting thing to be a part of a team, an organization, a fan base that kind of has that that interesting take of being played in two different cities while you've been around.
He is Kurt Warner, Pro Football Hall of Famer, two-time MVP, Super Bowl champ, and the movie about his life will be released on Christmas Day. It is called American Underdog. We look forward to seeing the success that comes with this, Kurt. Good luck with it all. Really appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you for doing this.
You got it. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.